Alright, welcome to another episode of But You're Wrong. I'm Keith.
I'm Greg.
And I've been very excited about this news article that I wanted to share with you.
Been talking about this for days. It better be fucking good.
Do you know about the West Virginia lawsuits?
You're gonna have to...
You're gonna have to
give me an overview here.
Okay. I don't know if I can read the headline to you. This is from the Miami New Times. I'm going to skip the headline because obviously the editor did not talk to the writer and ruined everything in the headline, although it is grabbing headline. But we'll start into the article here. Two lawsuits filed in West Virginia are seeking restraining orders against Kim Kardashian. Guess why?
Does it have something to do with her giant ass?
Surprisingly, no.
Okay.
Okay. No really guess. You can even use the hints in the headline, which aren't hints at all, which are only a small part of the batshit insane fantasies described in the complaints. Did you guess that one of the suits would claim that Kim, her ex-husband Chris Humphries, and Humphries' current girlfriend, Mila Sinaj, held a
Who the hell is that?
I don't know. Whoever. His current girlfriend held a Philadelphia man at gunpoint and forced him to watch the three of them having sex for 5 hours in their hotel room, which was filled with barnyard animals and a unicorn.
It is... This is what this man is claiming?
Yes. This is one of the lawsuits. The other correct guess...
There's one of them?
That's one of them. The other correct guess is that a Brooklyn man stumbled upon Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Kris Jenner, Bruce Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, and Kourtney Kardashian at an Al-Qaeda training camp in the West Virginia mountainside, where they burned the American flag and where West performed a concert for all the terrorists at the camp.
Wow. So Kanye West is performing concerts for Al-Qaeda training camps in West Virginia?
Yes.
Now, did this guy witness the concert?
Let me see here.
Because if he got a free concert, I don't know what the hell he's complaining about.
It says he stumbled upon them, so let's see. According to the suit, via Wheeling, West Virginia, CBS affiliate station WTRF, they all drank Jim Jones juice, and then the defendants got shovels and were digging coal and fracking at mines in West Virginia to get fuel to make weapons of mass destruction, and Kris Jenner was enriching uranium.
Ooh. So wait, the coal was part of the weapons of mass destruction? They were using just coal?
Well, no, I think they were using the coal to fuel machines that we're building.
Oh, so does it mention anywhere in these articles that any of these people were ever in West Virginia at any time?
I don't know. To be honest, I only read a small part of the article, so I'm discovering it with you because I figured that would be way more fun. Plaintiff Gino Romano. Gino Romano.
It's also embarrassing.
almost as embarrassing as that soccer match.
Ugh. You know, well, dude, I got 35 minutes through that stupid soccer game. I got 35 minutes into it, and I was like, wow, soccer is really terrible. And I was like, I actually was rooting for Italy, but it's not worth that. Anyways, go on.
Also claims that all the Kardashians' earnings are going to Al-Qaeda, and that Kanye is the leader of the Chicago street gang El Rukn, R-U-K-N. And that Kim Kardashian will launch a selection of veils for her clothing line. And that Khloe Kardashian tried to behead Romano. So Khloe Kardashian apparently came at this guy with a sword and tried to cut his head off.
She is terrible, though. I mean, they're all terrible, but she's ugly. At least the other two are good looking.
Well, yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there.
And that's the least insane of the two suits. The other suit filed by plaintiff Jonathan Kimberly tells the harrowing tale of a simple man who just wanted to get some sleep. But the celebrities in the room next door to his room, it's room number 69, of course, were making
He really says that? It's number 69? Awesome.
We're making too much noise. I heard a bunch of banging and sounds of sheep, the suit reads. So you're in a hotel, and I don't, where was the hotel, did it say? Philadelphia, maybe? Philadelphia Man, but I don't know, it didn't say where it was.
Okay.
But you're trying to go to sleep in a hotel room, and you hear, so,
fine, I don't even have a comment.
Your next move is to then go to the door and knock on it and say, can you keep the noise down, please?
See, I'm sick enough that my first reaction would probably be to try and record it with my iPhone.
Yes! So, let's see. He saw through the peephole, and this person is smart enough to point out, which was apparently installed backwards, that Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries, and Mila Sinaj were inside making a sex tape as sheep, two goats, and a unicorn looked on.
Looked on?
Yeah, I guess he naturally assumed they were witnesses.
And they were enjoying it, too.
How do you know if a sheep and two goats and a unicorn are enjoying watching you have sex?
Well, I don't know. I mean, as they watched on, I mean, maybe they were... I don't know.
He also saw an E logo on the camera filming the action and Kardashian injecting steroids.
What?
He saw... the Kardashian injecting steroids into Humphrey's arm, telling him, I'm going to juice you up, baby, for the next season.
Oh, yeah. A lot of basketball players doing steroids.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Now, Sinaj, meanwhile, was bobbing her head up and down with a voodoo doll in her hand and rosary beads.
Ooh. Okay, alright. I'm going to accept it for now.
Kimberly shouted through the door that he was trying to get some sleep, and that's when things got, quote-unquote, real. Now, I don't know about you, but let's just say up until this point, he's telling the truth.
Okay.
And he sees... He looks through the reverse peephole.
What, yeah, well, is Kramer and Newman living there?
He looks through the peephole and sees all this going on. Which, I'm going to be honest, I don't understand how all of this fit into a room or how they would have gotten the unicorn, the sheep, and two goats into the room. But...
Like, what kind of... what the hell kind of a hotel is this? I mean...
Yeah.
Like, is this guy, was this Motel 6 and you got famous people staying there or what?
Well, I mean, if you're going to do a sex tape with a unicorn, you got to go to a Motel 6. Are they the ones that keep the light on for you?
They do. They keep the light. See, the thing is that the unicorn keeps getting brought up, and I don't even really want to acknowledge the fact that he's claiming there was a unicorn. Because I almost want to, like, keep the belief alive.
I love the unicorn. Yeah, there was a unicorn.
I mean, I suppose they could have taken a pony and stuck, like, a dildo on its head.
I mean, that would make the most sense.
Well, in the situation, yeah.
Kimberly shouted through the door that he was trying to get some sleep. So you see all this through the reverse peephole, and then you go, I'm trying to get some sleep.
Like, yeah, that's your reaction? I probably would have stayed there for a few minutes.
I would have stuck my phone up to it to try and get video.
Yeah, you kidding me? You would have sat there and pounded off in the hallway.
You would have too.
I'm not saying I would have.
You would have had your dick in one hand and the iPhone up to the peephole in the other.
Absolutely.
So, let's see. Chris went irate on steroid rage. Ripped the door open.
I hope he ripped it off the hinges.
I would imagine. So, this is what Kimberly is saying. This is a direct quote, this whole section. When I write, dragged me into the room and put a shotgun to my head that he got from Nets player Jason Williams.
I don't know if you've ever heard any stories about Jason Williams, but that wouldn't surprise me.
What's amazing is that this man knows it. or that Chris Humphries shoves the shotgun in his face and goes, "You see the shotgun I got from Jason Williams?"
I know. Why would he ever know? I mean, I have guns, but anytime I show them, I don't explain exactly where I got it from.
And forced me to watch the three defendants have sex with one another for 5 hours against my will. Mila hit me with an RC cola can.
Ooh. Why would they be drinking that? You know what? Never mind.
It forced me to watch E! Network Keeping Up with the Kardashians reruns on the hotel TV for 6 more consecutive hours.
11 hours he spent in that room.
I guess so. I defecated on myself. Barnyard animals sniffed at my feet. Chris is laughing at me like the Jolly Green Giant.
Wow. So, why? So this is an actual lawsuit? Like, is there someone representing him?
I don't, I think he might be just representing himself. I think you can do that, I think.
I mean, maybe, but I hope that there is not a lawyer that took this case.
This writer's pretty funny. The horror. RC Cola is, after all, the most insulting brand of soda to have hurled at you.
I don't know, OK Cola is pretty disgusting, too.
That's true. Then, just when Kimberly, a self-described Christian who, quote, told Kim she is deceiving the public and lying in her divorce. So while all this is going on, he's screaming at her for getting the divorce.
So he's pontificating from his pants that are soiled with his own shit?
Yes.
Good.
While the unicorn is looking on and laughing at him. He assumed things couldn't get any worse. And this is another quote from him. Then a knock on the door. So I guess he didn't rip the door off the hinges.
Damn it.
Kim Kardashian opened, and it was Charlie Sheen, who had a bag full of ecstasy. And said, "Let's get this party started."
11 hours later.
So they're assuming that both Romano and Kimberly are pseudonyms used by Jonathan Lee Riches, who, according to Gawker, is Guinness World Record holder for most litigious man after filing more than 5,000 suits over the past 8 years.
How does he even have the time? Well, you know what? He's probably not employed. That's how he has the time. So basically, this guy sits at home and makes shit up to sue people for.
Yes. Now, I do have another article that I guess goes into a little bit more. Let's see. Serial lawsuit filer claims Kanye West, Kim Kardashian are terrorists. This is from the West Virginia Record. Oh, a former prison inmate, known for the thousands of lawsuits he has filed, is now claiming that rapper Kanye West and girlfriend Kim Kardashian are terrorists. So he filed a preliminary injunction and temporary restraining order in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of West Virginia Thursday.
Could there be any worse state for it to be, you know?
Seriously. He probably purposely filed it in that state to get away with it.
That's probably true, because I feel like their court system has to be terrible.
So here's
just like the rest of the state.
Yeah. Here's another quote from the lawsuit. On 6/17/2012, I was in West Virginia, deep in the hills, and I stumbled upon the defendants who were at Al-Qaeda secret training camp, where Kris Jenner organized this operation, and senior members of Al-Qaeda were there, including number 2, Ayman al-Zahari.
I've heard of that name.
Richard.
I'm embarrassed.
Richard Reed's cousin.
Oh, is that the shoe bomber?
I think so.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Johnny Walker, Lynn's parents, and Al Shabaab.
Yeah, I don't know Al Shabaab.
I'm probably butchering these names.
Yeah, you're so good at Middle Eastern names.
And on this day, Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian, Kanye West, and Bruce Jenner all pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda. They burned the U.S. flag, stomped their feet on Barack's picture. Then Kanye West performed a concert for all the Al-Qaeda members.
I mean, I have a feeling that somewhere in West Virginia there were probably people stomping on Barack Obama's picture, but I don't think it had anything to do with Al-Qaeda. I don't know. It seems a little shaky to me. A little flimsy, shall we say.
Rich is even contends. This is where it all falls apart right here. Rich is even
is where it falls apart. Okay.
Contends that Al-Zahari, not boyfriend Scott Disick, whatever, got Kourtney Kardashian pregnant. That Kim Kardashian is now the leader of Al-Qaeda. And that the defendants all shot AK-47s into the air.
I mean, they are like, what are they, what the hell was Kardashian? Was he from Yemen or Lebanon? Lebanese? Maybe Lebanese?
I think Lebanese.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to throw this out there. I don't really buy it.
Wait, among the more famous defendants in his lawsuit. Oh, no, okay, I thought it was this lawsuit. But I guess he's also filed lawsuits against Bill Belichick, former President George W. Bush, Martha Stewart, Michael Vick, and Britney Spears.
And this is some pretty big names.
Yeah. He's filed 150 suits since 2008.
Oh, my God.
So
well, what the hell kind of a lawsuit do you file? Like, what are you suing them for? Like, even if this was true, what are you suing them for? Wouldn't that be a criminal issue? Like, what does he think he's doing? Why is anyone even, like, humoring him? I don't understand.
Well, I guess he's trying to get people's attention. Now, okay, I do have my doubts that...
What, about the unicorn?
I have my doubts about the unicorn. But I also have my doubts that maybe our government isn't on top of everything that they should be. But I would think that at least if the number two in Al-Qaeda came to America, they would know it.
You would hope so. I hope so. I would also hope that they weren't keeping unicorns from us.
The Kardashians have the only unicorn in the world, and they're making it watch them.
Wait, so was Bruce Jenner anywhere near there?
Yeah, Bruce Jenner was there.
Oh, he was there? Okay. Yeah. I thought he might be too patriotic. You know, he was an Olympic athlete and all.
Bruce Jenner helped. I'm reading the actual lawsuit that was filed. It's two pages. But it gets even better. And Bruce Jenner secretly helped Al-Qaeda during the Berlin Olympics in 1973.
Wait, he helped Al-Qaeda? Did you say?
Yeah, he helped Al-Qaeda during the Berlin Olympics in 1973.
Did Al-Qaeda exist in 1973?
Probably not.
I don't think it did. I don't even think... I mean, how old was... what's his face? I can't even think of his... Osama bin Laden. How the fuck old was he then?
I don't know.
Was he like 10? He wasn't that old. I think he might have been 50 when he died.
Oh, it gets so much better, though.
Okay. Please explain.
Kim Kardashian personally models for Cat Stevens part-time.
Is this related, or is this another...
this is in his lawsuit.
Okay. Cat Stevens.
So Cat Stevens, who is now Yusuf Islam, is singing... He doesn't sing any of his old shit, though, now. So he's singing his new shit. And Kim Kardashian is just apparently modeling for him.
Just for the hell of it?
Yeah, apparently so.
Do you, like, sit in his living room and this is what happens?
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, I could go for that, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it would be okay. I mean, I would want him to play some old shit. play some hits.
Well, it's like when you go to a concert and you see a band that you really like, and they're like, oh, and this one's off our new album, and everyone just kind of looks at their beer, and they're like, eh, this is getting kind of empty. You want to go take a walk?
Yeah, they're like, I do actually have to take a piss right now.
Exactly. Continue.
I don't know why bands do that and always play, like, the slow song off the new album.
Oh, yeah, they always play the garbage. I mean, not, all right, it's probably all garbage, but yeah.
Slow song so that everybody's just, like, sits down.
Oh, I love it. That's exactly the time I'm just like, yep, I'm going to go get two more beers because that's all they'll allow me to carry on my own.
I saw Elvis Costello play, and he played most of his old stuff, but he did like an intermission, and his band went off, and he played a couple of slow songs from his new album, but he knew what he was doing, I think, because he purposely did it like right in the middle of the show.
So he's like, for all of you who want to take a break, go ahead.
Yeah, because he did it like it was like a sideshow.
Elvis Costello is a pretty smart guy. I think I think he understands that people don't actually want to hear the new shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he knows that a certain number of people will like it. And partway through, he goes, okay, we're going to take an intermission. And he leaves, but he says that, and I can't remember, he has, like, another character that he plays come out, played a couple songs, and then went back to the concert and his band came back out. But he knew what he was doing. But Cat Stevens, Yusef Islam, only playing the old shit for the Kardashians. Let's see. Kris Jenner was the late Yasser Arafat's former mistress.
Yeah, that's common knowledge, I believe.
And Rob Kardashian is secretly taking flying lessons on KSM in Guantanamo Bay's direct orders. And the Kardashians plan to pay for eye surgery for Mullah Omar, and if it works, then they will work on the blind Sheikh Rasim next. And Kim Kardashian personally paid for Johnny Walker Lynn's plane ticket to Afghan tribal region in 2001. Now the Kardashians have a jihad against me. I already escaped numerous assassination attacks by them on me, including a McDonald's attack in Nashville, Disney World assault, and Busch Gardens jihad.
What does this guy just visit every... He just goes to every amusement park and the Kardashians are just waiting for him.
And I barely escaped this episode because the defendants saw me spying on the Al-Qaeda training camp. So Kim Kardashian launched a rocket at me. Bruce Jenner threw a grenade at my head and Khloe Kardashian tried to behead me. I'm so scared of the defendants, I seek restraining order against them. I'm a patriot, and he misspells patriot.
Of course.
Not from New England, but a Yankee Union, because I live in both New York and Philly. Read between the lines. Respectfully, Gina Romano.
What does that mean? He's like, he's got to throw his angst against the city of Boston in this lawsuit.
But not from New England.
God forbid. What a dickhead.
So there you go. But I guess you can just, because there's no, like, attorney signature or anything on the document itself. It just says, it's just him.
So yeah, I mean, I guess you can file, yeah.
You can just file anything against anybody, I guess.
Man, so I really hope he was, like, he's, like, coming down the hill on Splash Mountain, and it's just, like... RPGs just coming at him. You know, because obviously no one else would have reported that.
So, what are the Kardashians just standing at the bottom with a sword?
Yeah, trying to behead people coming off the ride. I almost didn't make it off Thunder Mountain Railroad.
I don't... Oh, God. How do you... Here's the thing, I couldn't even come up with this. If I sat down and said, I want to make... Oh, wait. Gino Romano, this is at the top of it. So at the top of like when you file something in court, it has the plaintiff v. the list of the defendants.
Right.
So at the top, it says Gino Romano and all others similarly situated plaintiff. So he's filing this on the behalf of him and all others that are under a jihad from the by Kardashians.
Right. No, I mean, it's considerate of him to include the others, you know.
He's just watching out for their best interest, really.
Obviously. What a man. What a good guy.
Now, if you read it, there's a lot of typos. What a juge.
But not a New England Patriot.
No. He's a Yankee / Union because I live in both New York and Philly. Read between the lines! !
Read, and that's in the lawsuit?
Yes.
What a jerk off.
Oh my god. Oh, I missed the part where it says, Khloe Kardashian has been cheating on Lamar with, Massawi as prison pen pals.
That's cheating?
Yeah.
All right, sure. Like, how does she have her own show? And no one even likes Lamar Odom.
How do any of them have their own show?
Yeah, I know. Well, no, you want to know how they have their own show? It's because Kim Kardashian has a big ass, big tits, and she had a sex video. That's the only reason why anyone gives a shit.
Well, yeah. Did you hear, this was a while ago, but Jon Hamm made comments about the Kardashians?
I did not hear.
He made some comments about the Kardashians about how he's like, I don't know why they're famous. Because I think the people were asking him what kind of reality shows he likes. And he said, I like the shows where people create something. I don't understand why there's these shows where people don't do anything and are famous and get their own show just for having a sex tape or something. And What's-Her-Face fires back on Twitter, like, oh, well, you know, I don't know why he's not being respectful of me. And people look for him for an apology because you know how everybody likes to make everybody apologize these days.
Oh, yeah. And then you got to go on, like, the world tour of apology. And
and Jon Hamm did not apologize at all.
Good. He shouldn't.
He was just like, I don't know why everybody's making a big deal about it. It's my opinion.
Like, here's the thing. If you're the Kardashians, even if you're fucking Bruce Jenner, you have to know that the whole thing is stupid. Like, I understand you want to make money from it. Like, Bruce Jenner's probably sitting there and like, this show is dumb. But you know what? I'm making millions of dollars and I'm still in like the forefront of people's consciousness. So I'm going to continue to do it. It's like an actor doing a shitty movie because he wants a paycheck. I get it, but don't pretend that you're like, you're not dumb. Don't pretend that like there's some sort of a good intention behind it. I don't know.
Now to answer your question, Al-Qaeda, according to Wikipedia, but Al-Qaeda was founded by Osama bin Laden at some point between August 1988 and late 1989.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's like kind of when America and Soviet Union stopped fighting over Afghanistan. You know, before, yeah. We, you know, they kind of stopped backing the two sides. Well, mostly because the Soviet Union was shit out of luck. So, all right, here's the other thing. Didn't it say 1973 Olympics in Berlin? Is that what it said?
Oh, yeah. Ma'am.
Yeah, the Olympics are in even years, always. There was no 1973 Olympics. It had to have been on an even year.
That's a good point. Look at you, Columbo.
Yeah, well, you know, my brother-in-law, you know, he's a big Olympic buff.
You know, my wife's always watching the Olympics, and I always tell her to turn it off, but she keeps it on. Sometimes I pick something up.
Oh,
I thought the Olympics were in Berlin in
36, was it?
Yeah, so when... Wait a minute, so when were the Olympic Games around that time, even where were they held? Does he mean Munich? Is that Munich?
I'm gonna check it out here. I also looked up this Mila Sinaj.
Oh yeah.
Not surprisingly, she has a giant ass.
What does she do? Does she do anything? Besides have sex with the unicorns?
I don't know. I do see a little TMZ headline that says Chris Humphrey's 6 FBI on Mila Sanaj. I'm sure there's a complete reason for the FBI to get involved with this.
Well, I mean, she may work for Al-Qaeda.
That's true, too. She's also harboring animals that don't actually exist.
If I was this guy, I would have at least gotten some facts right. Now, the 1972 Olympics were in Munich.
Okay, yeah, that sounds right. Because wasn't that the one in the movie Munich? Or you know, that Steven Spielberg, he had a little Jew fest going on there.
Wasn't the Munich Games the one in Munich?
No, I mean the movie. Come on, you know what I meant.
Yeah, I know what you meant. I'm assuming that's it, because I think they've only been held in Munich once that I know of.
I hate you.
I might have missed the Berlin Games of 1973, though.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this guy is full of shit. That's just kind of a little microcosm of his shittiness.
Well, the other thing that I think is interesting is that he keeps saying that they were drinking Jim Jones juice at Al-Qaeda. And isn't that the shit that you drink in, like, prison?
Jim Jones juice.
I'm gonna look this up.
Yep. That is happening.
Let's go back to our old friend Urban Dictionary.
Jim Jones juice.
I like how our show has just become punching holes in ridiculous stories. As if that needed to happen. Jim Jones, the juice you receive in jail that no one knows what it's really made of. A slang name for a juice rationed out with meals to convicted felons whom are serving time in prison.
So, it's probably, like, Kool-Aid?
Yeah, I mean, I was imagining that it was, like, the liquor that they make in toilets.
Oh, yeah, they make Merlot in the toilets.
I was assuming that's what it was, but I don't think that is. So, who the fuck is Jim Jones?
I don't know. It sounds like somewhat of a generic name, if you ask me.
Oh, no, you know who Jim Jones was? Jim Jones was the founder of the People's Temple in Jonestown, where they had the mass suicide in 78.
Oh.
And they all drank the Kool-Aid.
So they just probably call it that, just as kind of a joke, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's not even analyze it.
I don't know why they call it that. I guess because it's served in prison and they're trying to make people drink the Kool-Aid. I don't know. But yeah, I remember learning about this. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was Flavor-Aid.
Flavor-Aid?
Flavor-Aid.
Is that kind of a Mid-Atlantic kind of thing? Because I have no idea what the fuck Flavor-Aid is.
It's like the off-brand of Kool-Aid.
Oh.
I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing it doesn't exist anymore because they probably went out of business.
It sounds pretty terrible. It, like Dr. Thunder? The Sam's Club version?
Yeah. Taste Aid.
Honestly, Dr. Thunder just kind of sounds like a homosexual, like, get-together.
I thought you were going to say, like, a porn star or something.
Actually, that wouldn't be bad. Dr. Thunder, porn star.
Almost as good as Dirk Diggler.
I was going to say buck naked, but sure.
Oh,
wow. But yeah, so I don't know, dude. That's what the Kardashians are up to. You've been keeping up with them, shall we say?
Yeah, so if you're keeping up with the Kardashians, I would suggest you stay away.
Because they're probably going to lop your head off as you walk out of the Hall of Presidents at Disney World. Or when you go, you go to the Haunted Mansion, you go by the mirrors, and there's the ghost sitting in between you. It's just Kim Kardashian in between you.
What I think is so amazing is he actually thinks that Al-Qaeda would elect one of the Kardashian women as their leader because they are so respectful of women in power.
And not only that, but isn't the whole Keeping Up with the Kardashians whole, and the whole thing is just like they're always decrying about like American wastefulness and just being all, you know, basically what they do. I mean, they're basically the definition of why these people hate America. And you know what? When it comes to the Kardashians, I can't actually blame them. But why they think that it would ever, they would, those two would ever get together. I mean, I don't know. It's like David Duke and fucking Farrakhan getting together and doing a charity auction or something.
Oh, God.
But yeah.
Well, that's today's episode of But You're Wrong. Join us again next time when we probably don't talk about the Kardashians at all.
We're not going to keep up with them.
I hate them. Unless we actually find a tape of them having sex with a unicorn watching.
I'll watch it without the unicorn.
If there's a unicorn in there, I want to see it. Or even if it's just a pony with a dildo stuck to its head.
That was the best idea I had all day.
That was actually a very good idea. All right.
It would be fitting.
I'm Keith.
I'm Greg.
And join us again. Wait, what's up?
If I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
I'll be the one standing next to a unicorn.